This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Well, sad news. Lady Gaga and her fiancé, Christian Carino, have called off their engagement. Isn't this like the eighth engagement Lady Gaga has had?
I believe it's the second.
Well, they got together in February of 2017, and that was actually not too long ago after she called off her engagement with Taylor Kinney.
Right.
And this is going to get a little weird. Christian Carino was Lady Gaga's agent and still is.
Yes.
Well, that's awkward.
So that'll make it a little weird. But yeah, lots of rumors were swirling when Lady Gaga did not wear her engagement ring to the Grammys a few weeks ago, and he didn't show up as her date.
Why is Gavin looking so smug over there?
Because my theories turn out to be right.
What
so
theory?
So often on this show. What theory?
Yeah.
What theory?
Wow.
That there's something going on with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, God. Not
that there's
this
something
again.
Happening there. It's starting to look more and more obvious. In fact, when this news came out yesterday, a listener even DM'd me on Instagram and was just like, "You did it again, Gavin."
I don't know why you're acting like you're some sort of soothsayer and everything you say comes true.
So many things I theorize come true. And we're all just sitting around waiting for the evidence to drop that there's three Spice Girls.
And the other two are wigs and special effects.
Yes.
Okay, we get it. Okay, we've never seen Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper being affectionate when they weren't doing a performance, though.
Well, no, but
okay, so
we've never...
Hold on
a second. When have we seen them not doing a performance anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you talking about? Do you have nest cams in their home?
Well, like, I'm saying we don't see them out, like, having lunch together. We don't see them really having any kind of relationship, even, like, friendship-wise,
okay,
outside of performing.
Just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Second point... there's enough performance evidence there to support my theory. So much.
Okay, like...
So much. Okay, let's go all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, boy.
It was weird that Bradley Cooper wanted to cast Lady Gaga to begin with, but he did. Okay.
Why was that weird?
Why was that weird? Because she's never been the star of a feature film before.
Okay, but she's a great singer and
okay,
a great actress.
We don't know she's a great actress.
Yes, we do.
Based on what? Her
American
work in American Horror Story?
Horror
Story? Okay, that's it. That's it. And you're going to cast her as the lead in your feature film? Thanks, Rain. It's weird. Second of all, did you see the movie? You saw most of it.
Yeah.
Because... they seemed like they were really in love in that movie.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
There was a whole lot of laying on top of each other in bubble baths.
Okay.
They looked at each other longingly.
Well, did you not get the same chemistry off Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence in Million Dollar Playbook or whatever?
No, not even close. Not even close. There's something going on. And then ever since then, whenever the two of them do their little performance, the movie's over, guys. The rap party happened. You can stop making googly eyes at each other.
We got a text saying, Katie, they can't go public until Bradley Cooper is single. I mean, valid point. Are we going to find out about this on Sunday night at the Oscars?
No, we're
maybe
not.
Because they are performing
maybe
together, correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem more likely that they are trying to keep this will they won't they going because they're up for an Oscar, and they're just trying to keep everybody talking about it.
And how convenient they break up the week before the Oscars. How convenient is it?
How convenient is it?
Hold on a second. You're telling me that she would have ended her engagement to the man she loved and was going to marry just to keep Star Is Born in the news? Maybe you would do that, you heartless monster.
Wait a minute. My point was is the fact that if she broke up with him the week before their Oscar performance, what if they're planning to do the big reveal at the Oscars?
I mean, that seems very mean to Bradley Cooper's wife.
He's not married.
I thought he was.
No, they're not even engaged.
Oh,
that's just a girlfriend.
There's dating.
I'm telling you. And also yesterday, there was Lady Gaga news about some sort of tattoo that she got that's musical notes on her arm.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess she said that it was like a G-A-G-A that she wrote Gaga, but somebody else was like, that's actually B-C-B-C for Bradley Cooper.
Okay, but Bradley Cooper and I guess his girlfriend have a kid together.
That is true.
Oh, you're right. That's always kept famous celebrities in relationships.
I'm just saying, it's not like it's a casual fly-by-night relationship they have. He's going to break up with the mother of his child on the stage at the Oscars.
All I want to know is, when it comes out publicly that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are in love and they are now in an open relationship, what are you going to say to me?
I'm not going to say anything because that's not going to happen.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay.
How long do I have before I get to shove it in your face and say, see, you were wrong?
Well, this is a bet for infinity.
Okay. I'm not doing an infinity bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.